T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Jastrzemski! Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN!
It's after midnight, 12:03, now on an early Thursday morning. It is JJ After Dark, John Jastrzemski. Right here on the Fan. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. And Francisco Lindor got paid. 10-year, $340 million contract. $1 million more than Tatis. I got to make sure I got it right. $341 for keeping score at home. $340 for Tatis. Listen, no Brennan for the Mets. No Brennan for the Mets. No Brennan for the player. Had to get this done before the start of the year. Now, a couple of predictions for the season. I'm going to run through the NL quick, then we're going to do the AL. We'll do the over-unders before we say goodbye at 12:40. NL right now. My three division winners. The Dodgers. The Cardinals, because they're the best of a bunch of mediocre teams within the National League Central. And I think the addition of Arenado will put them to a different height compared to those other teams. And then I'm picking the Atlanta Braves to win the NL East. They've won the division the last 3 years. I'm not going against them until I see somebody else do it. Braves, Cardinals, Dodgers. My two wild cards. This is where I'll probably make the Mets fan happy. They're one of the two wild cards. They're a playoff team this year. They've bolstered the starting pitching. I think Lindor will be a big game changer. I think Pete Alonso is going to bounce back and be far closer to the player he was in 2019, not the guy he was for a good chunk of 2020. I think the Mets are winning north of 90 games. The second wild card is the San Diego Padres. And I know right now they're trendy, but they're really good. I think it will be a Met-Padre wild card game. Braves, Cardinals, Dodgers. And I think the Atlanta Braves will represent the National League in the World Series. In the American League, Yankees are winning the division. If they don't, it's an absolute disgrace. I don't care what the Blue Jays did in the offseason. I don't care how pesky Tampa may be. I don't care if Simmons is trying to talk in the Red Sox over, which I think is a little bit of a reach. But hey, he can afford it. If he loses a couple bucks, it's not the end of the world. He can survive. Yankees will win the East. I got the Chicago White Sox winning the Central. Now, I'm getting a little wacky in the West. Second straight year, I'm taking Oakland to win the division. I like that Oakland team. They know how to win. My two wild cards. This is where I had some hard times and some trouble. I'm going with the Minnesota Twins, and I'm going with the Tampa Bay Rays. I am going with the Rays over the Blue Jays. And over the Astros, because of their pedigree and because they know how to win as a franchise. Yankees, White Sox, A's, Twins, Tampa Bay as your five playoff teams. And I do think this will be the year the Yankees get out of the American League. But I think the Yankees will fall short in the World Series. I have the Atlanta Braves getting revenge on the New York Yankees for 1996. 1999. I hope I'm wrong on that prediction. Braves over the Yankees in the World Series.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
All right, folks, 12:46 here on this Thursday morning. It is JJ after Derek, John Jastrzemski right here on The Fan. Now it's time for our season totals for the year. And I give you five. That's the way we roll. I'll give you a quick thought on the Yankees and the Mets. They will not be a part of the official count because I like both totals. I don't love both totals. Here are the ones I love. St. Louis Cardinals. Love the over at 85.5 wins. They're the best team in the National League Central. They added Nolan Arenado. They have a pedigree and a culture about them. They're winning the NL Central. They're probably winning 88 to 89 games. Cardinals over 85.5. Next one. Oakland. Same number. 85.5. They don't win in the postseason. They grind out at bats. They hit home runs. They'll find people who can get outs. Their rotation is better than you think. I got the A's over 85.5, and I'll be betting the A's to win the American League West as well. That worked out well for us last year. We're doubling that again. Atlanta, over 91.5 wins. The Braves get undervalued year after year after year. Their starting pitching is going to be good. They added Charlie Morton. They're going to get Mike Soroka back. I love Freed. I love Anderson. I love the Braves pitching. Penn, not as much. But I got the Braves over 91.5 wins. I have the Giants under 74.5. I think this total is too high. Now, I could get burned here because the Rockies are in the division. And if the Diamondbacks end up stinking up the joint, I could get screwed. I'll take my chances that the Giants were in playoff contention last year. We're a byproduct of the 60-game season. I think they're like a 72-90 type team. So I'll go under San Francisco. I thought about giving out another under, and I really don't like any of the other unders. I thought about going with one of these bad teams. Thought about the Pirates at 59.5, but watch, that total is so low. Watch them win 60 and screw me on a final game of the year. All right, I'm going to give you two here, bonus, because you know what? I'm not leaving this one out. I got the Pirates under 59.5. I know I just said I wasn't going to do it, but you know what? Yo, I'm taking the Pirates under 59.5. And then my final one will be Tampa over 85.5. Tampa Bay is going to find a way to win games. Culture. That's going to be a theme with these season totals. So, Fleeks, I know I told you five. I threw an additional pick. I mean, if you're going to kill me for that one, then kill me for that. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to kill you because I was torn between two for my last one, so I'm going to throw them both in quickly. Well, let's just go 6-6. The ones I'm with you on, I love the Cardinals. You said over 85.5. I remember seeing this number open at 87.5. Then yesterday I saw it at 86.5. That's what I wrote down. You say 85.5. I'm all for that. It's a bad division. I think they're the best team. I think they're a team that gets slept on a little bit at the beginning of the season every year. And a lot of years in the past, I bet the Cardinals over, and they don't blow it out of the water. But in that last week of September, they hit, you cash the ticket, and you feel pretty good about them having won that over going into the postseason. I just think they're the best team in the division. You're really choosing between them and the Brewers if you're handicapping the Central, and I'll take the Cardinals and their pitching over the Brewers. Another one I'm with you on, the Braves over. Every year when Fangraphs put out those projections, and they overvalue the Mets almost every year, and they did it when the Mets weren't good. This year I'm hoping they're closer to being right, but every year they sleep on the Braves, and they have them at these low numbers. And the last 2 years, when you bet the Braves, the last 3 years maybe, you're cashing early, and it's easy, and you know the entire season this is a breeze. I'm going back to that bank again, 91.5, why not? I think this is one of the best teams in the National League. There are four top teams in the NL. Then a little line for the Cardinals, maybe you want to put the Brewers there, and the Nationals and the Phillies, and then a steep, steep drop-off. I think the Braves are one of those upper echelon teams. They have the good farm system, the pitching, it's not great, but they find a way, and I think they're going to find a way to go over 91.5. These bad team unders, now they're tough because this year you can look at it right off the bat, and there are 10 teams that shouldn't even bother playing this season. They're horrendous, they're not trying. And every year I try to identify a couple of them and actually bet the under, even though the numbers are crazy low. A couple years ago, it worked with the Tigers and the Royals. The Tigers are one of the ones I'm going to here just because the number is a little bit higher than some of these other teams. Under 68.5 for the Tigers, they stink. No pitching. The offense, I don't believe in. I don't believe in them at all. The Tigers, under 68.5, they're terrible. and there's three decent teams in the division. Not great, but the Twins and White Sox are good. The Indians are decent.
And I think the Royals, Fleegs, are going to be better than you think.
Yeah, and that's why the Tigers are a dead last team. I didn't want to go with them as an over, but if I'm choosing between the two teams, I'm picking the Tigers under. I always look for that team that's going to finish dead last in a decent division. AL Central's not good, but it's decent enough. And then the other two unders, I'm going crazy here with these numbers. The Orioles are number 64.5. Is somebody going to really try to tell me that that's not a 100-loss team? Matt Harvey is going to pitch game number two for them. I know the offense can do a little bit, but in a division with the Yankees, who are going to beat them down, the Blue Jays, who are so much better than they are, the Rays, who are so much better than they are, and the Red Sox, who I was leaning towards the under. I'm going to stay away from it now because Bill Simmons gave you the over, so I'm just not going to touch it. But the Orioles are so far and away the worst team in this division. 64.5, you're telling me that team's only going to lose 97 or 98 games? I don't see it. That's a 105-106 loss team. Give me the under. And the last under for me, you mentioned it, I'm going with it. The Pirates under 59.5. This is one of the worst baseball teams I've ever seen in my life. I feel even better about them than that Orioles a couple years ago. Under was 58.5, and it went under. The Pirates are going under 59.5 here. Again, not a good division, but the Cardinals, Brewers are significantly better than they are, and even the Cubs and Reds are better enough. That Pirates team is not winning. I think they're only going to win like slightly over 50 games. They're going to be one of the worst teams we've ever seen. And my bonus, just because I want to pick on a team in a division that's not great, it's impossible to lay the wood with the Dodgers, so I'm going to take the over on the Padres, over 94.5. Why not? I need to have more overs to root for.
I like it, Fleegs. I like it indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.